From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri's newly appointed state auditor says problems still linger in Jackson County Circuit Court and need to be addressed nearly a year after the former court administrator was sentenced to federal prison for embezzling almost $80,000. Court officials countered that auditor Nicole Galloway failed to mention the audit is nearly a year old and all of the issues it identified have been resolved. Galloway issued a news release yesterday critical of the county's accounting problems, handling of investments, and unbalanced ledgers. Court spokeswoman Valerie Hartman says the court has been working with the state auditor's office for nearly 3 years and has addressed problems created by former court administrator Teresa York. Galloway's audit gives the court a fair rating, just one level above the lowest rating possible. Governor Jay Nixon says the University of Missouri-Columbia will receive $10 million in state funds for a new learning center in its business school. Nixon explained yesterday the money is for the $20 million Applied Learning Center in the Trulass College of Business. The school is expected to provide another $10 million from private donations for the new addition. Plans for the four-story building include a 250-seat auditorium, laboratories, and open spaces for studying. Nixon also released $7.4 million for a new enterprise center at the University of Missouri, Kansas City last week. Four individuals face felony charges over fraudulent signatures on a 2014 initiative petition to put early voting on the Missouri ballot. Missouri Secretary of State Jason Kander says his office began the investigation following reports of fraud on an early voting measure and later turned it over to law enforcement in Boone County. Columbia resident Kevin Hayes is charged with three counts of forgery. He is set to appear in court today. Kander says warrants in the case are also outstanding for three other suspects. The early voting measure did not make it onto the ballot after Kander's office determined it did not have enough valid signatures to qualify. Farmers and ranchers in the West's worst-hit drought regions will receive an additional $21 million to help them save water and soil despite the long dry spell. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the aid yesterday. The assistance will go to areas of the West that are rated in the highest categories of drought. That includes parts of California, Kansas, Idaho, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, Texas, and Utah. The aid is meant to help farms and grazing pastures cope with drought through better irrigation, cover crops, and other measures. The money comes from the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service. The conservation agency says it has spent more than $1.5 billion on water conservation measures for agriculture since 2012. Missouri's Republican-controlled legislature has used overwhelming numbers to enact cuts to the state's social safety net despite Democratic opposition. GOP lawmakers this session succeeded in reducing the number of weeks in available jobless and welfare benefits. Supporters say that could spur Missourians to be more self-sufficient and more quickly find work. Republicans also say a right-to-work measure that passed last week could encourage businesses to open in the state and might mean more jobs. But Democrats have slammed those bills as hurting low-income families and the middle class. Efforts by Democrats this session to expand eligibility for Medicaid health care for low-income adults also failed. Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.